Bobby Delbecq had a heck of a night, while Franchi Cordero, he did not help the Red Sox much in their 7-6 loss to the Cleveland Guardians on Wednesday night.
You are Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thank you for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day as my dog rummages around in the room here. I wish I was bringing you good news, and I feel like I start the show saying that every single day for this whole month of July, but we are going to break down the Red Sox loss from Wednesday. We have to talk about Franchi Cordero and just how defensively bad he is at first base. We also need to touch on the Andrew Benintendi trade that happened right after the Red Sox loss. He is going to the Yankees in exchange for three prospects from Kansas City. But we will end this show on the Mental Health Minute on a nice positive note. But I'm your host today, Nesson's Lauren Campbell. Jake Ignaszewski is not with me today. He will be back tomorrow. And I know he's got some opinions on the Andrew Benintendi trade, which we will be able to touch on together. But let's start with the Red Sox. And is there any reason to be optimistic about the future right now? Because it really just seems like they're spiraling right now. We are watching the Red Sox just kind of spiral out of control, and it doesn't seem to really be getting any better. But Red Sox fans watched Wednesday night's game with a little bit of hope. They were leading. They had a comeback. It looked like the Red Sox were going to win. But before we get into Franchi Cordero, let's start with the good from Wednesday's game, because that's Bobby Delbecq. Black eye and all, had himself a night and really just tried to get the Red Sox back in the win column. And it looked like he was going to do just that. He did have two home runs, five RBI, two runs. Good to see, because he has been struggling. And listen, maybe he could be a nice trade chip for the Red Sox ahead of next week's deadline. But as strong as Bobby Delbecq looked and as good as he was offensively on Wednesday, all of that was overshadowed because of Franchi Cordero's inability to play first base. Remember a few months ago I said Christian Arroyo is not an MLB outfielder? I'm going to sing that same tune about Cordero and not being an MLB first baseman. Now, this is not his normal position. We know that. I know there's injuries. I know there are not many options here because Christian Arroyo is on the IL. Tristan Casas is just returning from an ankle injury. He's back with the Worcester Red Sox. And you do not want to rush him by any means. If the Red Sox truly believe this guy is your future at first base, you don't rush him, especially after an ankle sprain. Sprains can be tricky, the high ankle sprain there. Just take your time with him, because at this point, you don't want him to come. You don't want him to bring him up to Boston and be like, hey, save our season at first base. If he's the future at first base, just take your time with him. Like I said, Arroyo's on the IL, and you have Delbecq playing third base because Rafael Devers is on the IL, but like I mentioned, Delbecq had been struggling at first base too. There's no help. There's no help for this team. And they don't have, I shouldn't say they don't have that next man up mentality, because you do have players playing off in their off position in positions they have not played before. And they're doing it with no hesitation. But there's no help. There is literally no help for this team. And I talked about this on Wednesday and how it just goes back to Chaim Bloom not getting help. And you can't foresee these injuries. The first base, I'm willing to be lenient on, because Tristan Casas will be here eventually. He'll probably get called up in September, but we know that first base probably won't be a problem in the future, but it's a problem now, and the Red Sox definitely could benefit from some help at the trade deadline. But after the game, Cordero said he was learning from his mistakes. We are going to get into those mistakes in just a minute. Alex Cora said after his first set of errors to not try to just make the next play. When you make the error, don't just try to make the next play, but you basically just have to be patient. He should have just eaten the ball half the time, because it would have just been better than throwing the ball away. And after Alex Cora told him Don't try to just make the next play. What does he do in the eighth inning? The exact same thing that he did in the second inning. So he made three errors on Wednesday, two of them being on the same play. He bobbles a ground ball and tries to throw it over to Eovaldi, who is covering first, just sails it right over his head. Just completely way, like completely out of reach. And he does the same thing in the eighth, except it's over John Schreiber's head. And it's just like, good Lord. And then the Guardians in the eighth inning, two batters later after that error, the runner scores from two batters later to score the game tying run. So that run should not have even scored. The Red Sox should have won on Wednesday, and they didn't because of Franchi Cordero's inability to play first base. They would not. The run wouldn't have scored. The run wouldn't have even gotten on base had there been a competent first baseman. I don't even know what to keep saying about this, because it's pitching one day, it's first base the next, it's this and that and the other thing every single day with this Red Sox team. And I don't know how fans are feeling going into the trade deadline, especially after what the Yankees did Wednesday night. But hey, there is more good news about this game. Eovaldi looked to take a step in the right direction. Nate Eovaldi spent some time on the IL, has not looked too great since returning, but he did get into the sixth inning. He pitched six innings. He did give up nine hits, so that's a little more than I would like to see. Three earned runs, no walks, though, and only one strikeout. You're going to take what you can get right now, but you try to find the good in everything, right? But I don't know. I don't know what's good anymore with this team, because the Red Sox starters, including Eovaldi, including Pivetta, and you can throw Chris Sale in there too, have not won a game in the month of July. And according to Boston Sports Info on Twitter, they are 0-12 this season, and they are in danger of not winning a game this month. And that has never happened. The Red Sox, according to Boston Sports Info, have never gone a calendar month without winning a game. So they've always won at least one game with these starting pitchers. They very well might not do that this July. Cutter Crawford goes on Thursday. He's been fine. Hopefully he can get the Red Sox back on track and get them in this win column. But Lord, give me patience. But let's chat in the second segment of the Locked On Red Sox podcast about the Yankees, as much as we don't want to. But they made their team better Wednesday night by trading for Andrew Benintendi, and the Red Sox responded Thursday morning. Well, didn't really respond, but they added some depth of their own with an old friend, maybe an old enemy, we can call him. But first, I'm going to tell you about the Sports Card Investor app, because this is the world of sports cards reimagined. If you have been following me or my fiance Derek on Twitter, you'll see that we've been doing the final stretch of our wedding countdown now, and we're at 9 days with sports cards, and we're doing a hockey theme. It's kind of the theme of our wedding as well. But the Sports Card Investor app is the hobby's most powerful resource. You can quickly check the value of your favorite cards. You can find great deals, and you can profit from this hobby that you love. They're available completely free in the Google Play and Apple App Stores. The Sports Card Investor app is a must-have for the baseball fans, longtime baseball fans, casual baseball fans. And one of the best parts is it's completely free, and you can easily browse over 630,000 cards from every sport, with hundreds more added each week. Check the latest values of your favorite cards with 7-day or 30-day charts. You can find the best prices and buy directly through the app with the eBay Deals feature. And let's get nostalgic here. You can look up old players. You can go back in time and see how much your favorite cards are worth, your favorite childhood players, and see what they're worth today. Stay up to date on all the latest record-breaking baseball card sales with the completely free Sports Card Investor app. Download the Sports Card Investor app today. It's available for free in the Google Play and Apple App Stores, or go to sportscardinvestor.com/lockedon. So shortly after the Red Sox loss, news broke that the Yankees made their lineup that much more threatening when they acquired Andrew Benintendi from the Kansas City Royals in exchange for three prospects. The rich got richer here. Benintendi, before even putting on a Yankees uniform, which he will do tonight against his old Royals team, no less, will lead New York in hits, on-base percentage, and batting average. So he's having, or he did have a lot of success in Kansas City. He really fixed his swing. He was able to get back on track after struggling with the Red Sox. And we all know that he got traded from the Red Sox in 2020. He'll certainly add a nice boost to this already strong Yankees lineup. The Yankees are in first place in the AL East division. They're just behind the Dodgers for win percentage in MLB. So they're the top two teams are the Dodgers and the Yankees in MLB. And you're adding someone like Andrew Benintendi. This Yankees team is serious. They want to contend for a World Series championship. They're certainly going to. And Andrew Benintendi is only going to probably further those odds. You can check those out on betonline.net. And also, Andrew Benintendi seems very committed to the Yankees because it's reported that he indeed will get vaccinated against COVID-19. So he'll be going to Toronto. That won't be an issue. And it's probably a little weird for Red Sox fans because the Red Sox drafted Benintendi and he had that great catch in 2018 against the Astros in the ALCS, the Flow Bros. He won a World Series with the Red Sox, the Win Dance Repeat. It was a lot of fun while he was here. And unfortunately, it didn't work out. He was traded to KC in 2020, fixed his swing, and now he's a member of the Bronx Bombers, the evil empire, the Red Sox mortal enemy. I think it's a great move for New York, 100%. Adding Benintendi to any team this year will certainly add any value. And it's really a really good move for them. And he's expected to be in the lineup Thursday, like I said, against his old Royals team. And Red Sox fans will not have to wait long to see him. He will be in pinstripes at Fenway Park on August 12th. I will still be away for my honeymoon. So I am going to be choosing self-care. And I probably won't watch, which is probably going to end up being a lie because wherever my fiance and I go, we're always watching sports. There's always sports on somewhere. We work in sports. We live and die and breathe sports. We can't get away. But on Thursday morning, the Red Sox came out and made a power move. No, I'm just kidding. They signed Danny Santana to a minor league deal. So he will report to Worcester at some point. And yep. That Danny Santana. They bring back that Danny Santana who was suspended 80 games this season for PEDs. They bring back that Danny Santana who hit 181 with 8 extra base hits and 14 RBI in 38 games with the Red Sox in 2021. I know they need depth. I know they need help. I know that there are a lot of injuries and maybe this signing, again, he hasn't played this season, so he's not going to come into the lineup right away. He's probably not going to be in the lineup Thursday. I'd be willing to put money on that. But it's just, I know this is a minor league deal, but my God, this did not go over well with Red Sox fans at all. There was plenty of people on Twitter questioning Chaim Bloom, like, what are you doing? The teams around you are getting better. The teams around you are already much better than the Red Sox. And your answer to get this team some help is Danny Santana. I hope he does well. I hope that he can provide some depth here. But I also wonder if this means that someone like Kike Hernandez maybe isn't going to come back this season, or maybe he's going to be out through August. Is Christian Arroyo, is he going to be okay even though he had a rehab assignment already? Is Danny Santana here because these injuries go deeper than maybe we realize? I don't know. What I do know, though, is that the trade deadline is less than a week away. I know there's still time to make a smart move. Hey, maybe Daniel Bard to be a closer. That really wouldn't be the worst thing the Red Sox could do. Might add some pop to this team and a little bit of, hey, okay, we have a closer now. Let's really start trying to win games here and not just throwing out this person, that person, this person to try to just salvage a win. Oh, Lord, give me patience. That's the theme of today's episode is patience. I don't have patience. I'm not a very patient person, but this probably isn't the way the Red Sox fans wanted to start the days leading into the deadline because, oh my Lord, Chaim Bloom is on thin ice with these fans. And I said that in Wednesday's episode. I said that he's probably not in the best graces with Red Sox fans right now. And I do not blame them. Because he's treating this team like the Rays. This is not the Tampa Bay Rays. This is not a low payroll team. This is not a team that is used to losing. And Chaim Bloom came in here and I was excited. I thought maybe he would be really a good change for this team. This is not the change I was hoping for because I know the Red Sox were 2 wins away from the World Series last season, but you look at what Chaim Bloom has done. And I will say to Chaim Bloom in the face, he did a fine job rebuilding the farm system. but he has done nothing to help the team now, and I don't think Danny Santana also helps this team now. I obviously do not think that this is the last of the moves by the Red Sox. Of course not. We still have the whole trade deadline next week. A lot can happen between now and then. But oh man, this was not the good way to start. But let's end the show on a happy note, though, with our mental health minute, because we could use some good news and some upbeatness in the show, right? Couldn't we all? So as everyone knows by now, I am getting married. I'm getting married a week from Saturday, and I'm just in a really good spot mentally right now. I am putting a ton on my plate to try to prepare to be away from work and the house for basically 2 weeks, but our wedding is so soon. Derek is away for his bachelor party this weekend, so he's enjoying some time with his brothers, and I'm really excited for him that he gets that time away. I picked up my wedding dress on Monday, and he has his suit ready to go. All my bridesmaids have their dresses. We have the smaller decorations and the smaller props for our wedding introduction. So it's just a really, really exciting time. And I just can't wait for it to be here. We have so much excitement and fun planned with the wedding itself and the reception and even the after party that I'm so excited for it. And I know that I've kind of made getting married my personality, which I did not want to do, but I'm just so excited. I can't believe how fast 18, 19 months has gone and that we are 9 days away. So I will stop there so you don't have to hear me rant about my wedding anymore. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Locked On Red Sox right here on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast is where you can find us. Thank you as always for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every single day. The MLB trade deadline is August 2nd, and Locked On MLB has all the breakdowns. Locked On Red Sox will have rapid reaction to any move made. We'll also be joining the live show. Subscribe now here on YouTube, like I said, wherever you get your podcast so you can get notified with each episode that drops. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @LO_Red Sox, Jake at Jake Iggy, me, La 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 Lauren, three laws, Lauren with 4 R's. Be sure to check out all the other shows across the Locked On Network. Locked On Yankees, they're having a great old time over at Locked On Yankees. Locked On Astros, Locked On A's. Everyone does such a great job bringing you baseball content Monday through Friday. Now that you've made Locked On Red Sox your first listen of your day, head on over to Locked On MLB to make it listen number 2. Friend of the pod, friend of mine, Paul Francis Sullivan, just call him Sully, brings you his unique perspective of major leaguers, both past and present, with his knowledge, with his humor, and everything in between. Be sure to check back for Locked On Red Sox later this week. We're going to keep you updated on any news and rumors with the trade deadline approaching. Hopefully we can recap a win this week, and Jake will have a farm report as well dropping this week. So busy, busy here on Locked On Red Sox as July comes to a close. And we're going to end the show how we always do. Please let it bring a little bit of luck to the Red Sox. Let's go, Red Sox.